Okay, we'll start again. The Chabez and Beis on the bottom of the page. The Braisa says, Tana Rabbana, we learned. Shnayim Aimim Niskacha, two people can come along and say that she is Mekudesh. Shnayim Aimim, and two people say, Loi Niskacha, she's still a single girl, never got engaged. Harezu, like to not say she should not marry anybody else. Because that two people say that she's already engaged to somebody. But the Imni says if she did get engaged, like Tate says, she can remain married. Because she has two agents that say that she's still a single girl. And her chazaka was that she was a single girl. Shnayim Aimim Nizgasha, Shnayim Aimim Loi Nizgasha. If two people say that she was divorced, she was married, but now she's divorced, and two people say she's not divorced. Harezu Loi Tanase. She should not get married. Imni says if she did get married, Tate say, in this case, she should get out because the agent said that she's a married woman. So you're not allowed to marry somebody else. Just revising what we did yesterday. Asking more a question. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why by Kedushin we say she can remain married? Why by Geisha say we can't? Teisha already asked. A simple question. It's a chazaka. Whenever we don't know what to do, you always go to status quo. In this case, the status quo was she was single, so of course she can stay married. Another one, she's a status quo was she was married, so she can't stay married. So what's the Chaldemar's question? Sorry? Yeah. So Teisa says you don't rely on chazakas over here. Because we look in Mari Bamas, the trei v'trei is either sveikah that ice or sveikah that abundance, so therefore you don't rely on chazakas. Saying Mari Baitis, what's like a different? Amar Abaye says, I will change the brice around, even though it says two. Just like I changed Rabbi Yechon's words around, I said two, it's really one. Amar Abaye says, Targum of Eidech will translate that it's talking about a single A. And this is what happened. Eid echad oimen iskacha. One eight said that she is engaged, but eid echad oimen iskacha. She was not engaged. So what are they both saying? Tavayu bipnuim. They're both saying that she used to be single. Haide komen iskacha. Was she engaged? Said her status changed. Havelechad is one against two. The ain dvaru shel echad mongeshneim. And therefore, you can't have one. What's one against two? Nothing. And that's why it doesn't count. So the obvious question is, why can't she lechatzchila get married? Why do we say if she got married? If you're saying two people say that she's single and one guy says that she was married, you can't marry. Why then can't she lechatzchila get married? Why do we say that she only in these states? So Tay says over here that it's not so simple. We're not talking about a case, a stomach case. We're talking about a case here where we know that kedushin was thrown to her. The suffix is cut of law, cut of law. Is it him closer to him or closer to her? And therefore, it weakens the chazak of penuya here. And because of weak the chazak of penuya, there's a chashash, and that's why the chatzchila she shouldn't get married. And Teisa does not bring over here the idea that we don't want rumors, because it's not every rumor that we have to worry about. It's only when there's grounds to it. Says Gemara Baita, Sefer, when the case of the divorce, Eid echad oimen is gasha, she's divorced, that means she's a married woman, and she's now divorced. Eid echad oimen is gasha, Tavaya, both saying, Eid echad oimen is gasha, she's a married woman. V'haydi komen is gasha, havalechad, the one who's divorced is only one. V'hein divorce lech mokm shnayim. Okay, that's a baya. This is what we're up to. Rav Ashi Yomar. Rav Ashi says, no, the Braisa clearly says two people say that she was engaged and two people say she wasn't. So what do you tell me? It's all about one. La'elam terei v'terei. You're talking about two witnesses, but the truth of the matter is, ve'efuch, I will swap around the dinim. That in the case of Kedushin, she does have to go out. And the case of Gittin, she doesn't have to go out. What's going on here? Yeah. Shnayim, this is the case. Shnayim, this is what we asked yesterday. Shnayim, oimim, ro'inu shinizkacha. Two people said we saw her get engaged. Ushnayim, oimim, lo'i ro'inu shinizkacha. They didn't say she didn't get engaged. How do they know? They said we didn't see her get engaged. Harei zulat no zachatchila, she shouldn't get married because the two people said that she was engaged to somebody. Listen, what was I saying?
No. What relationship is this? What link do they have to this whole thing to cloud?
Because they live in the neighborhood and they didn't see her getting engaged.
We know of her that she.
Yeah, as far as we know. That's right. Now we're reading the Braisa, it says, the Im Nisat Tetish has to walk out because two witnesses say that she was already engaged to somebody else, so she has no right to marry this guy. Just because they didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. So how can they even come to court and testify we didn't see her engaged? So what if you didn't see it? But they did. Loit Tzricha, the Chiddush here is, we would have thought the Daida B'chotzerech, they all live in the same courtyard, and we're all neighbors. And all neighbors, everyone knows what goes on in the next door house. Ma'ur Tema, we would have thought, Imitza Deneskacha, if it would have been true, that this girl was engaged, Koli Isla Milsa, everyone would have known, been L'chaim Avart, everyone would have known. So therefore, if they say they didn't hear about it, didn't see it, it's that it never happened. So maybe, Bidi Ebed, if she got married, let her stay married, Kamashalan, that we discount what they say completely. Why? The of the inchi the mekachi betzina. When it comes to getting married, it's a big pomp in the ceremony. But when it comes to getting engaged, some people like to do it discreetly. They don't want the whole world to know. Okay, sefer, the way Rabbi is learning the sefer, the way that Rabbi is learning the sefer, when it comes to engaged, too, say yes, engaged, divorce, some Tuesday not divorced, but if she did get married, she can stay married. Why? What happens as follows? Shnayim, I mean, re'inu shen esgasha, we saw get divorced, so she's a divorced woman. Shnayim, I mean, lo re'inu shen esgasha, we did not see get divorced. Ha-re'izu le'tanose, le'chathchile, she didn't get married because two people say that she wasn't divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. The imni sas, but chatchili shouldn't because it'll be bad rumors. But the imni sas, if she did get married, loy seitze. If she did get married, she can stay married because nobody says she's a married woman still. They just say they didn't see. Tell you what, a Micah Marshall, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if they didn't see, nothing, they can't really, it's not really a proper ratus, so she's a free woman. She got married, she got married. The chiddush is that we live in the same courtyard, and if this woman would have been divorced, then we would have heard something about it. So it makes sense to believe these edim that nothing happened. Kamashlan, that no. He already told us that message before already, that even though that not seeing doesn't mean anything, even though I should have heard, but doesn't prove anything. Nay, Mount, I would have thought, Gabi Kedushin makes sense, people aren't discreet. Avidin Shin Makachi, but see, it's quite common that people get engaged secretly. Avil Gabi Gedush, when it comes to divorce, Im Isa the Igrisha, you don't think that if people get divorced, there would have been fighting going on beforehand, or there would have been something. People don't divorce in secret. They don't want anyone to know they got engaged until they're ready to get married. For whatever reason. She's going to school, and if they find out that she's engaged, they can throw her out of high school. What's a 15-year-old girl getting engaged?
She'll lose her benefits.
Or whatever, yeah. Call the Isla and Milsa a divorce, everyone would have known. So maybe the agent said we didn't see this. Maybe there's some credibility to what they're saying. Kamar Shalon. Davidi Inchi de Mekachi Uda Megashi Betzina. There are people not only get engaged discreetly, they even get divorced discreetly. We said everything that people do, everything everyone has to know. People like to have a privacy. Privacy today is very, very important. Okay. And not by law, but by behavior. This is behavior.
So that people found out because you have witnesses and you have the.
You deliberately got witnesses so people should know. You wanted the word to get out. You deliberately did it. Okay. Says you want to write. Okay, this looks like Rashi again. You want to write. After she got married, came along witness, let's say to it. If she did, Nachum Bar Yosi says, even though I hold that she got married, she has to go out. But if Edim came first, and then she get that's and she got married, that's when I say I have to get out of the marriage. But if she got married first, and then the Edim came along and said, you know, your husband's alive, whatever it is, she doesn't have to go out. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ishia, Mastin Lare. Now the thing is, there were two cases in that thing. One case was about divorce, and two witnesses said she was divorced. Two witnesses said she wasn't divorced. And the other case is talking about Nishbasi. Two witnesses said that you were kidnapped and therefore you're forbidden to a Kohen. And two witnesses said you're not kidnapped, you're not forbidden to a Kohen. So two cases. And then the Menachem Yesu argued, even if you got married, you got to get out. But he makes a contingency. He says here that's only provided that you get married after the Edim came. But if you got married based on the first two witnesses, then you're allowed to get married. And then afterwards, two Edim came, you don't have to leave. Which case is he referring to? The Gerishin or the Nishbasi? Rabbi Ishi Masna Reishi case of divorce. That even though the two Aidens said now that she wasn't divorced, she's still a married woman, and once she's married, we rely on the Aidens and said that she's a free woman. And Rabbi Bar Abi Masna Sefer. Rabbi Abi said, I'm talking about the case of Nishbasi, the case of where she's not allowed to marry a Kohen because we suspect that something happened between her and her captors. Man, the Masna Reishi, one who says that's talking about even Gerishin was a question of a married woman staying married. Kolshkena Sefer was not much less easy than nobody Yichiv Misa at all. He's only talking about whether she can live with a Kohen. Or not. So surely we'll be lenient. The Beshvuya Hikilu and Nochmer in the case of the Koyin, we don't know for a fact, even if we knew that she was a captive, we don't know for a fact that anything happened. They were just making assumptions. So therefore, much more lenient. However, Man the Masna Sefer, the one who says that only in the Sefer do we say, look, that if she got married, according to Achim Yosef, she can stay married if they didn't come afterwards. Although in the case of the Reisha where they come and say, look, you're a married woman, still get out, then Loi, maybe you have to get out. So Lucheda, what's the machlek? Is lema? Let us say, but that Hamnuna Kamifag. We had yesterday. Hamnuna said that a woman doesn't have the chutzpah to face her husband and say that you divorced me unless it's true. The man, the mas nareisha, what is the nareisha that she will let us stay married? Why? Because she wouldn't have one of the chutzpah islays. I'm not agree. I'm not a woman. The chutzpah believer, a man, the mas sefer says nobody comes to get it, and we tell to leave the marriage. Let's stay there. We don't believe in this chazak. Says you want to know? The kuli ami says everyone agrees. I'm not a bahacha bahacha. This is machlekes. Masava ki itma that avahuna befonav. When the woman say that a woman has the chutzpah if her husband's standing right there, can't look him in the eye and say you divorced me, it's not true. Avo shaloi befana, but the husband not around, just starts walking and make up a story. Me either, she would have the chutzpah. Therefore, we don't trust. Ma sava shaloi befana, not me either. She wouldn't have the chutzpah even not befana. So I don't understand is why the Gemara doesn't bring what we said yesterday. When Rav Nuna's din does not apply when you have two edim corroborating your vart. There were two edim that said that she's a divorced woman. So then everyone agrees that she has a chutzpah. Yeah, you don't have to come onto this befana of a loi befana of, it's irrelevant. You have two edim that support you. I don't know. Okay. Rashi, the Rav Amnun, Beshvoi Kilo, the Chosh Ba'almu, it's only a Chashdi. But five lines and narrow lines. Maybe she had a relationship with a Kayin, with a guy, and she's Pasakuna. Rav Amnun, the Amara, Isha Shom, the Baila, Gidash Tanya, divorce me, never believe. Hikh, Hod, Amra, Gurush, and Emmanuel believe. Yes, the Edmish, I mean, Tommy, with Mishle, Chadi, I never became one with the guy. That was captured. I feel like she didn't go out. I feel like she's a common bunny. I mean, I call you, and I said she got married. Fighting about it. Amar Avud Shmuel, this is a sad story here. Avud Shmuel, the father Shmuel said, when it says over here that if she married, she can stay married, doesn't mean Nisas that she physically got married. Nisas Mamish doesn't mean she physically got married. Kivan she tiru al nasi. One's the best. Even Nachem Samay, once the Bezdin Paskin, go ahead and get married. Afapi Shalai Nisa. Even though physically, practically, she didn't get married, the fact that she was allowed to is all right. Freddy Gemara, Evahol Loi Seitzek Tani. It says clearly, Loi Seitzek, she should not go out. Sounds like she's married already, she shouldn't leave her husband. The Gemara says, no, Loi Seitzek Mehatei Darishan. She doesn't have to cancel or annul the Psak of Bezdin. That's what it means. But she can go get married at once Bezdin Paskin. Says the Gemara, Tanam, we learned, Omrav, she says, Nishbeisi, I was kidnapped to Tehida, but I should know, I'm still maintain that nothing happened. I'm allowed to marry a Koyin. V'yeshli Eidim Shah Tehida Ni. And furthermore, so she has a Pesha Aseh. She's the one who told us that she was kidnapped, and then she tells us that she's Tehida. And furthermore, she adds, I have witnesses. So do we need to wait for those witnesses? Ain Oimrim, we don't say, Namtin, let us wait, Achi Yovoy, until witnesses come. Elamatina Noisim Yavi, allow us straight away, because Pesha Aseh, because she's the one who incriminated herself. What happened? They allowed her to get married. The Acher Kach Bo Edim came along the Edim that she said that are out there. But Omru, and they said, we don't know if she's Torah or not Torah. Hare, when she said she has Edim, she meant Edim that I'm Torah. Come along the Edim many years later, and they say, how can we tell you that she's Torah? Hare Zuloy Tate say she doesn't have to leave a marriage because she's Slat Amigo, Pesh Asa Pesh Hitler. However, the imbo aided tumah. If the witnesses come along and say, "Yes, we know for a fact that you did have relations with a goy," and meanwhile she married a koyin, even though bezin passed something else, then I feel the yesh to kama bonim teitzay. The only reason why we allowed to marry because pesha is pesha. But now we have witnesses that she was usher to a koyin because once you have you live one night with a goy, you're not living with a koyin anymore. Then she has to go out, even as many kids. Rashi feel yesh to kama bonim mina koyin azeshin usher from the koyin that she married. Now, says Gemara Baiter, Hani Shavu Asa, very interesting Gemara, Shavu Asa, there was these captives. The Asyel and Adoyi, they were brought in the Adoyi, they were brought, you know, the Goyim Achmon's line used to capture these slaves and then ransom them to the Eden. Oisiv Avua, the Shmuel, so when these captors brought these captives into the Adoyi, the father, Shmuel, went and appointed guards, the Tudi Badai, to guard them, make sure nothing happens between them and their captors, so that they'd be mad. What did they call? Wait, this is the mock of the story. This is it, yeah. Amalei, so he said to him, Shmuel said, and the story is here, not in Yevamos. Amalei, he said to Shmuel, Ba'ado idne manna trinu. He said to him, but what's the point of guarding them now when they came to the Doi and they were kidnapped a week ago, and who minded them during that whole week? So what's the point here? Amalei, so Shmuel's father said, you have no heart. We're trying to help these girls out. Let people think that she's their Torah so they can get married to everybody. All right. Ilu Bonzachavin. If it had been your own daughters over here, me have a mezazugla, would you have made the same comment? You know, what's the point? or if it's your own daughters, you would try to do everything possible to make sure that they're, you know, they're in the high madrega and so on and so forth. How can you be so callous? This is his father telling off his son. So the Gemara says, how careful you have to be what comes out of your mouth. Havi kishgoga sheyetze melifnei shalos, like a mistake that went out of the ruler. Because you know what happened afterwards? V'ishtav yimbonsi dema Shmuel. Shmuel's daughter Taka were kidnapped. V'askinu la'ad Yisrael. The captors took them to Yisrael to sell them on the market there. Ukmin l'shvu'anem avroi. These girls said to the captors, you want to make a lot of money? Take us to the shul. Wait outside the door. Don't walk in. We'll go in first and talk to them and you'll see you'll make a fortune. They're very smart. They went to the Beis HaMedrash Chanina and the captors were outside, so nobody in the Beis HaMedrash knew. And Ha'amra, one girl said, Nishbeisi Yitoirani, these are Shmuel's daughters. One girl said, I was kidnapped, but you know, nothing happened. So Pesha also Pesha Yitir. No one knew about the captors. The Ha'amra, and the other girl said, Nishbeisi Yitoirani. Shadidu, so right with the Paskin, okay, you're kosher, you marry a coin. Soif, a few minutes later, all also Shvuayinu, the captors walked in, shul, knew how much you guys are paying. Now suddenly everybody realized that they were captives and they don't need, it's no longer Pesha Asa, but it is because they came in 5 minutes before. Amar Abchanichmi says, Benon de Marian Inun, these girls must be children of a Talmud Chacham. Because how they knew.
So the girls with Avod and Shmuel, if they would have had Seichel, they should have come into the Beis Medrash.
But their father wasn't then, it wasn't a Talmud Chacham, so they didn't know what taught them.
Exactly. Love Dafka, they can come and go as they please. Yeah, the captives exactly. Are holding them.
They had to be smart.
Now, but Avod and Shmuel did put guards on them, which means that there was access to them.
To watch them.
Yeah, but Avod and Shmuel already knew they were captives, so there's no Pesha Asa, yeah.
But these girls who came, if they would have been smart.
But these girls were not only Talmud Chacham, those are smart, they convinced the captives, wait outside and let us go on our own. And we're going to get some money out of you. Igloi Milsi, so they found, he investigated, and they found out the Bansi the Mashmuel, these are Shmuel's daughters. Omele Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina turned around to one of his Talmidim, Rav Shemen Bar Abba, a Talmud Shemen Bar Abba, what a name, who was also a Kohen. And he said, Puk, go out, it will be Kervasecha, go marry your cousin. To prove everybody that this is the halacha, Pesha Asa, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen, and your cousin, Mishpacha, as well, so help him out. He's very frum. He said to Rav Chanina, but maybe that witness is overseas, or maybe the taste says not maybe, but we, for sure that witness is overseas, because I'm not worried, that know that they were captured. Hashtamir Lesnar, who cares what they're overseas? Now there's nobody here, so they had a Pesha Asa. Lesnar cannot hear. Edim is an expression. Edim betzad asr betzad asr. The Edim are in the north, and you want to come along and asr? Says the Gemara. It seems to me at time of the loss of Edim, the only reason is why he's mutter because Edim never showed up. Ha asr Edim mitzre. But if you're telling me as if to say, but if the Edim would have come now after the Bezlin of Chanina Paskin that the kosher, if Edim would come now and say, yes, we know that she was captured, we would pull them out. And you just said before that once the Bezlin Paskin, Abu Dishmul says once Bezlin Paskin that is mutter. We never reversed that halacha. So what do you tell me? Here we're not talking about when he said there are Edim out there. It didn't mean Edim that know they were captured. Edim that know that Taka something happened there. So the Cheder there should be Aser. So he's saying here, Taka, if the Edim come here, we're worried. But if they're not here, we're not still worried. Maybe they'll come. Rashi. A great man. Obviously the girls coming to come them all right. Not just the father of Talmud Chacham, they knew the halachas. But Rav Shemen, Koyin, he was a Koyin. It will give Zecho, so Achel, and marry one of them, Shenkel, that he is your relative. Or Ika, by Sadbiz Yom, Shero, they saw Shinizbu, they were kidnapped, but Dilma also come on the Machel, come tomorrow. Will the Yom, Achel, Achel, after get married. Hashtami, Lees, Nu, Kedim, Nisuyin, before they get married. Shem Dilma, also Lassin, La Hashtam, because Mabel come, we don't ask it. Eidim, it's at Oslam, it's at Sofan, North, it's Sofan, Zov, Yosem, it's at Gim, the Eastern, from the North. Never understood the North, again, what was that? North here referring to Iraq. Coming to Yisrael from Babel, you do go more. You go traveling more exactly west, then you're going. Yeah, but how much north do you go? You do more east, and you do more east.
You go up to the Tigris River and then sail down the river.
Because you go across Jordan, you're going across desert.
Uh-huh.
So you don't go direct.
Ah, very interesting. That Europe shadow that you saw somewhere.
If you look at the map, it makes sense.
Okay, very good. Shkech. But to us, a bit me a halal. Oh, they're not here yet. Okay, next mission.
What boil did Rabbi Chanina buy them back? Did he pay this for him?
Well, Shemin married. If Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Shemin to marry, you don't need to know the end of the story. A Rebbe tells you to do something, you do it. So he married his cousin. Obviously, he was a bach and he's a shidduch. Says the Mishnah, continuing along the same line, Shtei Noshim Nishbu, two women were kidnapped, Zoysim Meres, this woman comes along and says, Nishbasi, I was kidnapped, but I'm toy, but Zoysim Meres, Nishbasi, kidnapped, and I'm toy, ain't them honest. They're not believed. We're talking about a case where there were witnesses that they were kidnapped. So, therefore, there's no longer Pasha Asad. And they say, toh, we make an assumption that something happened here. Yeah. Well, there's man she mi'ida zuzu. But they're smart. Instead of saying about themselves, they talk about the other one. Each one says the other one is Torah. So, there's an Eidechot. And these things were mekel. Remember, like Shvuya, he killed Barabonin. So, we believe them and they're both Torah. How do you have the monies? They believe they can marry.
So, then, well, how do you touch this story that we just read?
What's the problem?
Says that each one says on themselves, and basically,
yeah, because here they were Adam that said that they were kidnapped, and they're saying we were kidnapped, but nothing happened between us and our captors. That we don't believe, because Roiv Pamim, we believe that something would have happened. Says the Gemara, now you have to hold copy. There are four cases here that are very confusing. Turn about, we learned the Brayis as follows. Case number one, Ani Tamei Am Tamei VeChaverosi Teira. The woman comes forward and says, I am Tamei. Now remember, we have a concept called we have to have tests. Shaviyad nafshe chatichi disura. A woman or a person can say, to me, this is treif. I don't give halacha says a kosher treif. To me, it's treif. So to me, I'm not going to live with this woman anymore because I believe that she's not kosher for me. Only if somebody, for yourself. I need to meya abe chavirosh etayr. I'm tamei, but my friend is tamei. Ne manish you believed. I need to hoida be chavirosh etayr. That's case number one. Case number two. I'm tamei, and my friend is tamei. So she is Tamei, we don't believe her because L'chei, there's Eidim, there's no Peshas. But my friend is Tamei. She's not believed to make a friend Tamei either. Because Shavui Hikilu is only to make her, to be Meikah, to Matzah, not to Asa. Okay, case number three. Ani v'chavarosi, we're both Tamei, Nemene, she is believed. Here suddenly she say that my friend is Tamei. Sorry, the men is Allah, she believed on herself. They ain't a men's Chavarosi. She believed on herself, you can do whatever you want yourself, but not believe in your friend. Ani v'chaverosi tohida, we're both toy. Nemenes al chavetov, v'nemes latsa, because they're eating, you're not believed on yourself. Okay, now let's go through analyze the four cases. Amama, you said before, case number two. Case number one is pretty straightforward. I'm tummy. Fine. You say you're tummy, you're tummy. My friend is toy. It doesn't make a difference. Eating or not eating, they were kidnapped, you're believed. Fine. But case number two, I am toy, and my friend is tummy. Okay, ain't the menace. Why am I not believed about myself? Must be talking about there were witnesses that they were captured. Hey, Chida, what are we talking about? Either leke aiden, there were no witnesses. Lots of my lemehem, the why she believed. She has what? She's saying that I was kidnapped. I'm tired. Elon was pshita, obviously. The ike aiden, what's wrong? There were aiden. Okay, so let's go now to the third case. Ema mitziyasa, the third case was, ani vechaverosi tamei. There were aiden that they were captured, but both tamei. She's believed on herself, but she's not believed on her friend, that's just tummy. If they were Edim that they were captured, why isn't she believed regarding her friend? If they were Edim that they were captured, and she says that her friend is tummy, why isn't she believed? Not because we believe her. Her friend is tummy anyway. Because if there were Edim that they were captured, the friend, just like her, doesn't have a migui. If you don't have a migui, what do we automatically assume? That she's tummy. So what do you mean you don't believe? The fact that you say we don't believe that your friend is tummy sounds like we're saying, and what is the status of your friend? Toy. Why? There were Edim that they were in his basis. So how can case number three be talking about a case where there were Edim? Elipshita, the lek Edim. Must be case number three, there were no Edim. So her friend has a migui to say, I was kidnapped and I'm Torah, so her friend is believed in Torah. I'm saying she's Torah. Maybe we don't believe you because Shvu Hikil, we only believe you when you're being Matzah, not being Masa. So case number two is with Edim. Case number three is no Edim. And then Amos Sefer, case number four, where she says, Ani v'chaverosi Torah, we're both Torah. Ne'men is al-chavetah, but v'ein ne'men is al-chavetah. Why is she believed on her own? Must be because there were Edim. So what's going on here? Case number two were Edim. Case number three, no Edim. Case number four, there were Edim. Read like Edim. Atzam Eilam Eilam, no Edim. Chetzacham Migui. Elab Shedig Edim. So what's going on here? Reisha v'Sefer. Reisha means the second case. And Sefer, the fourth case. Vik Edim. And Mitziyasa, the third case. Like Edim. How's that work? On Rabbi, we have this all the time. In, why not? Reisha v'Sefer, the Ik Edim. Mitziyasa, like Edim. Why can't we learn that way? Every case is different. Comes along, a papa says, Adrei. There's an essential ingredient missing in this whole braisa. And just to complicate it, it goes as follows. All cases are talking about there were witnesses. However, whatever she said, a single witness came along and said exactly the opposite. Every case in this braisa here, the braisa forgot to tell us.
You say
Now the Aidin, there were two Aidin that they were captured. So there's no Migus here anymore. So that's it. Take it out from Mark. No Migus. However, she comes along and says, you know, I need Mechavis, I need Tumeya, whatever. Whatever she says, there's an Aid Echel who says a converse. Now, what happens there? The Ika Aid Echel de Ka'afich. Whatever she says, the Aid Echel comes along and says the other way around. Okay, start case number one. Kapek. Case number one. Omra, she says, I need Tumeya. She says, I am Tumeya. Remember, there's no Migus over here. She says, I'm Tameh, v'chabe rositele, my friend is Toy. She's a believer regarding a friend, right? Comes along and Eidech and says, Pumfaket. Comes along and Eidech and says, that Atahida, you're Toy, and chabe rositele, Tameh. So regarding herself, she says, I'm Tameh. Comes along and Eidech and says, no, you're Toy. Of course, Shavi Nashle Yisurah, we believe her. E Shavi Yisurah Nafshe Chatichad Yisurah. She treated herself, she considered herself a Chatichad Yisurah. So she's Asa. Ah, what about a friend? The Eid Echad says that a friend is Tameh, and you say your friend is Toy. But she is believed to Shvuyeh Hikila Barabbanan. She is believed like two Eidim. And therefore, Chavata Mishtaya Apumidila. And the friend is believed based on what she said. And the Eid Echad can go again. Because once you believe her, it's like two Eidim. And the Eid Echad that comes along and says that your friend is Tameh is Chad and welcome today. So you discount it all together. That's case number one. Mishtaya Apumidila. I'm based on what her says. Next case. I need to hate her. I am Toyer. She says, I'm Toyer, but Chavir Rosi Tomei. And my friend is Tomei. And says that what? That she's not believed about anything. She's not believed about herself that she's Toyer because there's no Migui. She's not believed to say a friend is Tomei. Why not? So we learn this. But Amolo Eidecha comes along and says, Ah, Tomei, you're Taka Tomei. Sorry, the other way around. You're Tomei, but Chavir Rosi Tomei. And the Chav is Torah. So regarding herself, she says, I'm Torah, we don't believe her because there's no Pesha Asa. This is the Aidim, she's captured. E, Kivanika Aidim, Lav Kavina, believed. What about Chavata? She turned around, she says, my friend is Tummy. But this Aid Echad says, no, your friend is Torah. So we say, Chavata Mishtar Yapumid Aid. You are not believed. When do we believe a woman for this kind of Aid is when you're coming, Hikilu, when you come to be matted. Here you come into Asa. So we don't disregard what he said. An Aid Echad comes along and says that she's Torah, we believe him. Okay, that's case number two. Case number three. Ani v'chaverosi tameya, we're both tamei. And in this case, we're both tamei. So we say she's believed regarding herself, but she's not believed regarding a friend. What happened here? Says, at v'chaverosi, you're both toy. So regarding herself, shavi nachad yisura, so she's, we don't believe the eid echad. E shavi sanafshad yisura. Or b'chaverta, even though she's claiming her friend is tamei, but we don't believe her regarding Tumah to me. But Eidechot's friend is Torah. We believe Eidechot. Chavata Mishtaya put Eid. L'chayda, these two principles of Shavi and Nafshchadir Surah, and that we don't believe her to Asad, only to be Matad, and we believe Eidechot. Hosulam believe her in Obeb before. What do you have to repeat this whole case for? Hainu Dereisha, the exact same thing as Dereisha. Nay. Ma would have taken, I would have thought, Hani Tavayu Torah Ninu, I would have thought that since, in truth, her friend is Torah. And we don't believe her when she said her friend is Tameh. And even though she says that she is Tameh, really, they're both Torah. Why she made up the story is because she hates a friend. She made up the story she's Tameh. But I don't believe her when she comes to a friend. So maybe regarding herself, we shouldn't believe her either, because Thomas Nafshi in police, and we had this in Yavamas, that she was trying to hurt her friend, so therefore she made up this whole story. And she, to make it more believable, she included herself in the friend. But now that we know we don't believe her regarding the friend, maybe we shouldn't believe her regarding herself either. Tavayu Tayratinu, I, she clearly said that I'm Tommy Bahaidi Kam Rahachi, Thomas Nafshi and policed him. She said, like Mashim Shagibin said, I would rather die with a policed him. Who the Ka'abda, that's what you did, Kamashallah. No, we believe, regarding yourself, Tommy, we taka believe you, Tommy. And regarding your friend, we don't believe you. Last case, Ani, Vechavetitaida, we're all Tayin. We're all Tayin. So we said, regarding yourself, you're not believed. Because there's no migia. But regarding your friend, you are. But we believe regarding a friend because she is believed that she matters, like two Eidim, and the single Eid is one against two. Look, we had this principle. Hosulam is this principle for. Hainu Reisha, exactly what we had before. Hainu Reisha is the very first case. I would have thought, in the first case, when she says, my friend is Tor, she also started off by saying, I'm Tameh. So she sounds very believable. She's not just out to do good things. She's incriminating herself. So maybe that's why we believe regarding a friend that her friend is Torah. But if she says we're both Torah, just like we don't trust her when it comes to herself, maybe we shouldn't trust her when it comes to a friend either, we would have thought. Kimehem, the mokim the pasal nafsha when she passes herself. Ava, the mokim the mechshu nafsha when she says kosher. Ema, loy, mehem, the kamashlam we do. Mishnah. Likewise, Shnei Anoshim, talking about that you do not believe regarding yourself or you believe regarding your friend, two men. This guy says, I'm a Koyin. This guy says, I'm a Koyin. Ain't in their money, and they're not believed. The Tanakhama holds that you can't stop coming and say, I'm a Koyin. They don't believe you. Of his man regarding the Yuchsin and Truman and all that. Of his man, Shehain me Eden Zeze. But if they each one testify to the other one, Eidech and them and these things, how they ail in their money, they can do that. They could do. We'll see. It's called Gremlin. We'll see later. Rashi, Vechain Shne Anoshim, like I said, they were captured. Ain't their money, little and Truman to give them Truman. Truman, you don't believe, believe them, give them Truman. Of his man, Shemid and Zeze, she called Echad Omer Ani Vechavedi Koin. So they're saying, I and my friend are a Kohen, they believed about the other person, not about themselves. And therefore, they're all right. That's the opinion of the comment. Comes along, Rabbi Yudin and says, no. Okay, regarding what you say about yourself, everyone agrees you don't believe you. No, boss, you have your friend testifying about you. Rabbi Yudin says, ain't malin l'kura peidechad. It's not enough for truma, to give truma to a Kohen, we need more than just one aid. We won't give based on that. Rashi, ain't malin l'kura peidechad, but feel heichad l'eko gaimlin. Even in the case, we're not worried that we have a kind of a deal that I'll benefit from you. Surely here, the equal of Mechish Legaimlin, surely over here, that we could be is a deal going on. You know, you testify that I'm a coin, I'll tell you you're a coin, this is where we get Truma cheap or for free. Hey, that's alive, and Yalecha, Rabbi Yudin, surely we don't believe you. That's case number, that's opinion number two. We don't believe them regarding each other either, with a Neidach. Omer Rabbi Lozer says, Hey, Messiah, when do we say that we don't believe based on Neidach of the Mokum Shiesh, Eidri, people question or dubious about their status? If nobody ever questions their status, the mind will be that we will trust a single aid. Rashi, Oirin, Shekoidin, Olav, Shem, Pasul. Now, what? That we have a Shem, a Psul. And Ma'alin, we will, if there's no question. Heicha, the Lekha, Goyman. But there's another criteria that there's no Shash that they have some kind of a deal going on between them. We'll see tomorrow later what that means. Or tomorrow. Behind Lika, Ben Abelaz, Tanakam, Ben Abihuda. That will be Zir, Abelaz, Tanakam, Ben Abihuda. Whether it's gambling, then the mission continues. Opinion number four: Rab Shimon ben Azgan, Shimon ben Azgan. The rule says, "Mailin lekuhuna peidechel." You do mail peidechel. That's exactly the tanakama. We'll see you more later. Rashi and Gelum and Farsh might have differences. Okay, we'll stop thinking tomorrow, Mr.